Well, how many of you be, been an audience to the television show? No? Okay, several of you. And probably many of you observed the audience how to respond to the show, right? All right, if you have not, let's practice a little bit. Whenever you see this sign, what do? How about this? Ah, great. How about this? How about this? Awesome. So your participation is very important in this morning. So be a good audience for us. And then let's start what we prepared for today. All right? Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Witty Mercer Shopping Network. I'm Pastor Sunny. I'm the host. And today we're going to provide an amazingly valuable products for you guys. You cannot take your eyes off this product. I know for sure that you, at the end, you're going to want to buy it because I was the same way. And yet, I am not good at describe this product, so I needed to have some help. So I invited a special guest. So please welcome special guest, Mr. Doug Meany. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Sunny. It's great to be here.
Good. I'm glad that you are glad to be here. We have been selling good news of Jesus Christ every Sunday here. What did you bring today for this sale?
Well, the Bible tells us that we have a struggle that is not against flesh and blood, but against powers of this dark and spiritual evil world in the heavenly realms. So I brought a product here today that can protect all of you against this spiritual attack.
I am so looking forward to hear about it and buy it, if it is possible, if it is reasonable.
Well, I have brought my top male model here for presenting my product. May I bring him up here? Mr. Z.
Woohoo! Wow, he's fully covered. Looks like Captain America, too, with this show.
Yes, indeed. My product is the armor of God.
Wow, that's awesome. So first one is, which one do you want to introduce for us?
The first piece is the belt of truth.
Wow, this one. I'm kind of wondering what kind of the spiritual attack does it protect us from?
Well, let me give you an example. I'm often hearing religious people telling me different things. Some of them sound really good, but sometimes their advice gets me in trouble. Has this ever happened to you?
Yeah.
You know, Then I discover that they gave me some bad stuff and bad information mixed in with the good. More likely, just good enough stuff to make their lies sound plausible.
I see. But sometimes they do quote the Bible, too.
I'm not surprised. The devil quoted the Bible when Jesus was in the wilderness. Or should I say, he misquoted.
It sounds so good when they say it. And they are so good people, too.
Of course. The Bible tells us that Satan appears as an angel of light, so it shouldn't be surprised when his followers do the same. And even many true believers have been deceived into teaching falsehoods. I'll bet you've even passed on some advice from some of them from time to time yourself.
Well, my lawyer said, do not make a comment like that kind of matter, so no comment. Well, by the way, how can I tell if their idea is good or bad? Sometimes it is very confusing for me.
I'm glad you asked that. What you need is the belt of truth. The Bible tells us that you shall know the truth, and that truth shall set you free. When you put on truth by studying the truth that God has revealed to us, you will no longer be like a child who is tossed back and forth by the waves and led astray by false teachers who try to deceive you. You will be able to discern what is right. Jesus is the truth.
I see. But do you know what, Doug? Sometimes I am so messed up. And I feel like I'm not worthy of anything, and God is hating me, and God is not even wanting to communicate with me. So I feel so downhearted, and sometimes I wanted to hide away from Him.
Well, that's a very common reaction, but there's no reason for you to feel that way. God has forgiven you. He has justified you.
Justified? What does that mean?
It means that He has declared you righteous. Yes, He is saddened when you sin, but when He looks at you, He doesn't see that sin. Your sin was paid for by Jesus, and it was taken away. God has given the righteousness of Jesus to you, and that is what He sees.
Is that mean since we become a Christian, is it our sin has been cleaned and we are being cleaned like a snow? Am I correct?
I'm not sure. I think righteousness is the breastplate of Protectus Vest. It protects you against Satan's attacks. When he accuses you of sin, there is no need to be downhearted.
That is a great sign. Does that mean is that I'm never going to be deceived by anyone? Am I correct? I won't let fangs of the guilt will eat up and take away from the relationship I would like to have with God. Now, am I really ready for the spiritual battle?
We have this shield of faith right here. This is great. When you have this shield of faith, then He's there to help you out. And many of these rust things that you are talking about, God allows in your life to teach you that you can fully rely on Him and you cannot make it without Him. That's when you need the shield of faith.
Oh, so you are saying that when the life throw me to the wrong place and I'm getting rough and I'm being challenged, and that this shield of faith will be protect me. I remember the scripture. One scripture said, if you have a faith the size of the mustard seed, I can move the mountain.
Sometimes with God, we're not always on the same page.
We are on this page right now.
God, forgive me. Yep. With the shield of faith, you can stop Satan's flaming arrows. Faith helps you because you know that you can always trust God to be there in your time of need.
That's great. That means that we have the belt of truth and a breastplate of righteousness and the shield of the faith, right?
That's right. And other than something to cover up his knees, we need a helmet.
Helmet? He doesn't even have a hair.
Doesn't need it to cover his hair. This is the helmet of salvation. Salvation means that we have been brought into God's favor and that we will never face God's wrath. Instead, we have God's blessings for all of eternity.
Well, I know that I am saved. Why do I need to wear this helmet all the time? And also, I have a hair, not like him.
Well, if we ever forget, sometimes it leaks out. We don't have as much to keep it in. If we forget about the glorious inheritance that the saints have in Jesus Christ, our heads will be subject to all kinds of improper thoughts from the evil one. He will tempt you to esteem earthly treasures as more valuable than the heavenly treasures. that your salvation brings.
I think you're right. I needed to have a headgear. By the way, that so far all the product you introduced is all are about the defending. Is there anything I can use for fight back?
Absolutely. I have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Surely you need to fight back and not just defend yourself from the attack.
I see. I think he's supposed to put that sword away so we can get closer to him. Would you like to put your soul back to you where it was before? All right, good. I think that we are back to church of peace here. Looks like he put the sword into his belt, right? Yes, he did.
You know, when you study the Bible and the Word of God, you will never be in just a defending mode, and you will win the spiritual war.
I think that we need to be on the same page again.
Yes.
The belt.
The belt of truth. Belt of truth is the truth of God. They go together.
I see. The sword and the belt of the truth, it goes together.
That's
you are
right.
Saying that.
That's right.
That's great.
So, hold on, Pastor Sonny. There is one other thing. It's true that the Word of God is a double-edged sword that divides the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. It gets in there deep to expose and judge the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. But our goal is not to kill the enemy.
It's not?
No, its goal is to expose people to their own sin so they will see their need of a Savior and seek out God's forgiveness for themselves.
That sounds much better, because our God is a gracious God, and He promotes the peace on the earth. I don't think that our God wants to kill someone with whatever He has. And I remember that when I was shown from the Bible about my sin, I was furious, and I was fearful, and I was scared, and I felt like I had been run through or stabbing by the Word of God. And through this stumbling heart, and a gospel was given to me, good news of Jesus Christ. He said that I am forgiven, and he stirred up the new spirit within me, and saying that I needed to share this good news of Jesus Christ with someone else. And then it sounds like that is a good experience of the sword.
That is the final piece of armor that you need, these shoes. Swing those shoes. They will prepare you to share the gospel of peace.
Having shoes means that we've got the Spirit and carry the good news of Jesus Christ. Am I correct?
This authorizes you and empowers you to tell others about the armor of God, about truth, faith, righteousness, and salvation. Now I have introduced all of the armor of God.
That means I've got the truth, the belt. I've got the righteousness, I cannot see you. You are covered in me. And the shield of the faith. And then the sword of the Spirit, and spirit of salvation, and the shoes to carry the good news of Jesus Christ. But what about back? He has nothing in here.
Why do you think you need armor there? You shouldn't be running away from the attack. The Bible says that you should resist the devil and let him do the fleeing. Besides, if you ever feel threatened, just remember the love of God surrounds you.
Awesome. I'm going to buy all of this and put it in the top shelf of my closet. So whenever I need it to,
no, no,
I would
no,
like
no.
to
no.
What?
You have to wear them all the time. You never know when those attacks are going to come at you. You need to put on the armor every day. It is the only way that you can resist the devil and stand firm.
Okay, I will. By the way, how much does it cost all? How much is it?
You got a card there?
Yes, I have a credit card. I can swipe it.
Put your card away. God has given it to you as a free gift. Besides, if you did have to pay for it, it would be way more than you could afford. It's priceless.
How so?
Salvation was brought for you through the blood of Jesus Christ. He died for your sins to buy you a gift that you could never afford yourself. When you accept the free gift of eternal life, you are given this armor too.
Wow, that means all this whole set is mine and everyone for free.
That's right. But remember, God does require one thing of you. He gave it to you for you to use. Without it, you're in great peril. So don't profane his grace by neglecting his armor.
So, all right. I am all set for battle. Am I correct?
One last thing. After Paul told the Ephesians about the armor, he asked that they pray for him, and that he might be bold in using his sword of the word and his shoes of the gospel of peace.
I see. Let me pray for all of us in here. Let us pray. Victorious God, thank you so much for providing us your armor, belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit, and shoes to share the gospel of peace. Help us put your armor on all the time and be bold in using your sword of the word and your shoes of the gospel of peace in Christ's name. Amen.